This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Chickalo. This Chickalo got to go. I don't know. Some breaking news. Jeff, do you want to give that breaking news? I know that you did in the update, but anytime there's news, we'd like to sort of recount it, rehash it, and start the show with news. So go ahead.
So I guess they're at Nemacolin over the weekend, and he got into an alleged physical dispute with his girlfriend where I guess she has bruises on her biceps where he, I guess, held her up against the wall and then she punched him in the head, according to police reports. And she was not charged with anything. He was charged with some misdemeanors, paid a 10 grand bond, and was released. So that's kind of the nuts and bolts of the
story. Not the best way to spend your bye week.
No, it isn't. And no. Anthony Chickalo, the real question is he an expendable part? Is he one of those guys who you just run out of town at this point? You say, well, even with all precincts not reporting, we know enough. 26-year-old kid, simple assault, criminal mischief, harassment, bringing embarrassment to the organization, even though the process has not played all the way out. This is an organization that is supposed to be away from the drama, done with the drama, and outside the drama now that they've moved on to the 2019 season. Should they just wash their hands of Anthony Chickalo before he plays another game in Pittsburgh?
Yes, and I wouldn't be surprised if they do, because this organization's always shown that the amount of embarrassment or amount of nonsense they're willing to put up with you is directly correlated to the amount of production you provide on the field. And Anthony Chickalo provides very little production on the field. So I imagine their level of tolerance for any sort of nonsense from him is very minimal.
I think the Steelers are going to let it play out and see when all the facts come to bear. I mean, we've wondered, for a couple of times when it's come cut day, why Anthony Chickalo stays around.
Not just that, but he got another contract.
Right, and yeah. I think he's a favorite of the head coach. Obviously, this is not anything anyone wants to see, but I think they're going to let this procedure run its course and see what all the facts are.
It's going to be interesting to see how it plays out, because if they had more depth and you get into a football issue, because even with something as severe as this and as nasty as this and awful as this, when you're the Pittsburgh Steelers, you look at it as a football issue too. I mean, it spawns into that. If Ola was healthier, if they had more depth at outside linebacker, you probably just cut the guy today.
Kind of wish you had Tuzar Skipper, right?
Yes.
The guy was outstanding in the preseason and now with the Jets.
Well, I never really understood what the need was to re-sign Chickalo, to keep him around. I guess they didn't know at that point in time that they would have this outside linebacker depth develop over the course of training camp and the preseason. With, you know, they knew they had a Danny. That wasn't going to change, but you know, you mentioned a guy like Tuzar Skipper, Jeff. You know, if Anthony Chickalo isn't under contract for the year, maybe they don't cut Tuzar Skipper. Maybe he's still a part of it. We're talking about depth outside linebackers, so I don't know how much it should matter.
Right, and Fort was an inside guy in the Steelers system. He never really played all that much outside in the Steelers system. He was an inside guy.
But like Chickalo, they're both good special teamers, and yes. I think that's why Chickalo made this team. You want to have at least a couple of experienced guys, especially losing Fort off the special teams, and I think that's where Chickalo won that job.
He's a guy that's much revered on special teams, too. I mean, in so much as, you know, he's been a captain in the past, if I'm not mistaken, on special teams, right? With Rosie Nix out, he served as special teams captain, I believe, when Rosie Nix couldn't go. And you look at Chickalo, for me, you can find a guy, if this comes to be true, right? You can find a guy who can cover kickoffs for you. Mm-hmm. You can find a guy who can cover punts for you. You can find a guy that can give you that production. If you really are the Pittsburgh Steelers and you're done with drama, you're done with all that, you're turning the page at an organization, he has got to go. He's got to go. See you later.
Well, like I said, it's just the distraction caused by this, or not even distraction, because again, it's a backup outside linebacker. I don't know how much distraction it's going to cause, but the whatever it may be, regardless of how it plays out in the system, it's not commensurate with the level of production that he provides on the field. And look, everybody should be treated the same way in that regard, but we all know that unfortunately that's not the way of the world, that the more important you are to a team, the more you'll be allowed to get away.
And the Patriots wanted this guy. Remember that. The Patriots flirted with wanting him in the offseason.
So your point, though, more is you keep James Harrison and cut Cedric Wilson because of their importance to the team.
Well that's, only
that's
if
what
Chickalo's,
they've shown us in the past.
Only if Chickalo is headed to a baptism does he stay on the team, I guess, in this case.
Exactly.
No, he's got to go. He has to go if any of this is true. He just does. And there's another point to this, too, that, you know, keep in mind where this happened as well. There's kind of a pseudo-quasi-business partnership with Nemecolon in so much as a lot of the Steelers spend a lot of their long weekends up there. There's always been a good relationship with that place and the Pittsburgh Steelers organization, even if not in official capacity, but in an unofficial capacity, that's kind of a hideaway. You can't ruin that. You know what I mean? Like, Chickalo can't be the guy that ruins that. That's where they go to kind of be far enough away but close enough to home to kind of get away for a weekend. And you can't ruin the sanctity of that. Anthony Chickalo can't be the dude that ruins that.
Oh, and obviously they get some perks while they're out there too. They're the Steelers.
Right.
But I do think, guys, I think that they're going to let some more facts come in before they make
a
decision.
Oh, for sure. For sure. But this is
and
all
in fairness to him. I mean,
you're right.
We don't know all of the facts at this point.
In looking at this situation, I think you nailed it. He's been a Tomlin favorite, and there's no other way around it but then him being a Tomlin favorite as to why he's even still here, why they haven't gone younger and cheaper and gotten the same production out of someone, well, younger and cheaper.
Right.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.